back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, hour one, we had the CEO of the Portland Business Alliance on the show. Talked about baseball to Portland. I want to talk a little bit of basketball in this segment, in this hour. High school basketball, playoffs, all of it fun, all of it interesting. I wanted to bring a parent on, and a parent who is insanely proud of his kid, insanely proud of the season they're having. But I want to use it as a springboard to talk about high school sports in general. And, you know, there's been a de-emphasis on high school sports. I can remember even like 25 years ago, Bobby Knight was lamenting as I was covering Indiana basketball. He said the high school coach has become less important. Now it's the club coach. It's the AAU coach. And here we are decades later. And I think, you know, high school basketball is still alive and well. And I'm going to bring on a parent here. The father of Keenan Recamp, Brett, is joining us now. Now, Keenan plays at Southridge. He's a senior guard. You got to be proud of your kid, don't you?
John Canzano, you know I'm proud of my kid, and Judah knows this as well. It's my favorite topic.
All right, let's talk about high school basketball. Is it alive and well, and we'll get to nutty parents later in this conversation, but how healthy do you see the high school basketball scene, the OSAA, you know, not just your kid's team, but as you look around and you watch games, how healthy is this sport right now?
Man, that's a pretty good question. I did not expect that. I feel like it is a medium. I don't want to say medium. It's yeah. Medium. I mean, listen, we've had through strikes this year or threatening of strikes. So we have a funding issue that is not only for the school, but definitely affects athletics. So I think there's a little bit of an issue there, and it all has to do with funding, and you can only fund so much. My kid's in the Beaverton School District. I was fortunate enough to dodge a strike this year. Not the same for several other major school districts around the state, Salem, Kaiser being one of the larger ones, Portland Public. I mean, these individuals, these teachers are fighting for regular dollars, and so many of them wearing so many hats. So bring it back down to the athletics level, and what you generally have is one paid head coach, and then you have a collective of individuals who either work a little bit part-time or they're just straight-up volunteers. There's a lot of private fundraising that happens at the grassroots level, whether it's a team mom. And I'm like, I can only speak from my own personal experience. Our fundraising group has been excellent, but you know, you're talking about events throughout the year. There's lots of different ways to make money. And so each of these, groups of coaches, whether they be two deep, you know, three, four, five deep at times, you'll have students that come back and so forth. But as you look down these benches of these 6A, let's say boys 6A, you know, the 32 teams that have qualified for the tournament, I would guess you'll have four coaches approximately, maybe five sometimes, on each bench. And I would estimate that a couple of them might be doing it for credits. One of them might be doing it for the love of the game, and one might be a partially paid assistant. And then generally the head coach is paid. So
what's it like? Your kid was the 6A Metro League Player of the Year. It's a senior. It has to be a blast to watch your kid do what they love to do and succeed. And, you know, you've watched your kid throughout youth sports and now in high school. What has that been like for you?
Well, let's see. You know, I mean, there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it. When your child is born into the world, you're an instant love. And once you get over that, and then you raise your kid, the second my son Keenan could stand, he was, little tykes city. We thought something was wrong with him, but turns out he's a lefty. And he would sit there with the basketball and just go over and over and shoot hoops and the backup and shoot hoops. And my wife and I was like, man, is something wrong with Keen? You know, and it just turns out that was just his thing. And then he's 5 years old. My son was in the club deal. I know that, John, you have experience in this with,
yep,
you know, with clubs, with club sports. It's a
good and bad, good and bad, right? Good and bad.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle, right? It costs a lot of money. It's a lot of time. We basically go to the church of basketball and have for approximately 13 years now. And so there's really just a moment now where it's surreal. It's such a moment where it really has yet to sink in, and good Lord willing, he has five more games in him if his team happens to go all the way and win the state title here in the state of Oregon. But we're just not, it has yet to sink in, and then if you're lucky enough and you're in the 2%, you might end up playing on a scholarship at the collegiate level at some form. But it's just amazing. You make so many friends along the way. You change coaches. You change levels. And then here we are, and I have some lifelong friends and families. And I went back to Jesuit. You know, you bring that up. They played at, by the way, they lost the Southridge Skyhawks did last go around. They lost at Jesuit. And it's a family reunion is what it is. I'm over there on the other side talking to old friends that I have known for a dozen years. Our kids grew up together. And that is the stuff you can't put, a value on. It's wonderful.
Let me ask you about that experience, because your kid is shooting better than 50% from three this season. He's a good player, really good high school player, a star high school player. Can you give parents who have kids that maybe are just starting out in club basketball, or maybe they're eighth grade or middle schoolers, what that funnel looks like as you talk about possibly playing college? I mean, it really is a funnel that gets very narrow.
Yeah, I mean, especially for the sport of basketball, right? The level, I mean, the amount of competition is ridiculous. People see my son Keenan, they're like, you know, is Duke on the other line? I don't understand. Hmm. And there is an absolute cavern above my son Keenan's skills and even, you know, D1 or low-grade D1. So first of all, when you're talking about basketball, you know, it's a small bench. There's only five players on the floor. It's super competitive. Having said that, you can do, you have to have a level of talent. You have to have some size. And then you can make up a heck of a lot with just heart. There's a kid that goes to a 3A school that could, and I don't want to name him because I don't want to embarrass him, but he got so much better, and so it's really not anything derogatory. It's the kid, it's, you know how kids are. First, also kids grow at different ages, you know that.
Yeah,
JC, right?
Sure.
You might find a linebacker who's 6'5" when he's 12 years old, and then you grow up and it's like my son outgrew a billion kids and he's a lanky 6'2", but he was not always that tall. But my point is, you can really, really, really work hard and make up so much. I'm talking about a 3A kid that had issues catching the basketball, but he loved it so much. And he spent a kajillion hours. And back to the parental thing, his dad spent lots of money, right, shuttling in to and fro. And he is a fantastic player who's right on the edge of possibly playing, you know, for a D3 college or even a JUCO or something like that. So you have to have talent. You have to have inherent size. You have to have the practice, and then you just have to have the heart. You hear about people that are into it. Coaches want people who are not just hungry, but they'll kill something to eat. There's a big difference between heart, and that's what's hard to measure.
Brett, let me ask you if you could go back and, you know, 13 years or what, how many years you've been hanging out in the gyms watching your kid play, what would you have wanted to tell yourself about that journey, that experience, ups and downs, parents who lose their minds? You know, what advice would you have given yourself?
I've evolved probably as much as anyone over the years.
Okay.
Dude, I've seen it all. I've grown a lot personally in my life. I've sweat the small stuff. You know, I've made personal life changes that have benefited me as I got older and actually matured myself. You know, we can all continue to evolve. Just enjoy it. And then I've heard that from even D1 legitimate athletes who have mentored my son. The first thing they tell Keenan is, enjoy it. It's fleeting. You will not believe how fast it goes. Oh, sure, you're working out. You're with your buddies. You know what time to be on the bus. You know what time practice is. You're going to school. Enjoy it, right? An old friend of mine, named Bobby DeBishop, and he was at one point held the tight end catching record for the University of Oregon. Well, his kids are monsters. One of them actually plays overseas, like 6'10". Another one got a scholarship at Cal. You know, they went to West Lynn. They're real athletes. And he got a hold of Keenan one time and just told him to truly enjoy it. And so I think it's so hard. That's great advice for anything in life, isn't it? Just treasure the moment, because here I am. My son, he'll have his first playoff game tomorrow at home, and that is his final first high school playoff game. You know, he had his final regular season high school playoff game Friday night, and I happened to be at Mountainside. And by the way, he got 1,000 points, and that's another thing. And when your kid does really well, man, isn't that nice? But when things are not going well, that's when you learn about your neighbor, isn't it? And so I've also evolved a little bit, because things are going to be crappy for your kid, and that's when you make your bones, because how cool you are, it's so easy when your kid is number one or even number two or 1A, but when your kid is struggling and maybe even their team wins, you have to learn new skill set, and that is how to, you know, be happy. And then your kid, of course, is a sponge, and he's learning from you.
Southridge is a 5 seed in the bracket. Grants Pass tomorrow. Win that one, you get the winner of Benson and West Salem. Of course, the 1 seed is Barlow in the bracket. Let me ask you about you as a parent. Brett, for people who don't know, co-anchor on the morning news on KXL for has it been years? How long has it been?
Been over a decade. So.
Okay. Let me ask you this. All right. So you've dedicated your weekends to being in these gyms, these tournaments. You've been all over the state, all over the Northwest, traveled, got on planes to go see your kid play basketball. Is there a sadness for the parents when you go, oh, gosh, this is ending. There might be 5 high school games left.
Well, yes. I'm sitting here talking to you about it. And I see these machines. Another buddy of mine had, I swear he's got the Mariners, you know, under his roof, because his kids are just like boom, 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 boom. And they're all extraordinary athletes. And his kid and my kid are the same age, so I know him pretty well. But that's his oldest. And so he has a machine behind him of 4 more. For me, this is it, you know. This is my one and only son. This is why I'm doing other things, empty nesting and so forth. But yeah, it's an excitement. That's our job as parents, is it's okay for me to enjoy watching him. And again, there's nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. But, you know, we're not here to feed off of our kids. Our sure. job is to prepare them, to help them make decisions. And then in 5 minutes, they grow up. Mm-hmm. And what you want from them is to be kind, smart, and a talented, hardworking, whatever they're into, you want to feed that and just let them blossom. And I'm fortunate enough to say that my son Keenan is kind. You know, he's smart. He's a very, very, very good kid. And he happens to be crazy talented, you know, at basketball. And he's going to get a chance to use that skill to get an education.
There you go. I love it. Good luck to you. Good luck to your kid. Thank you for coming on, Brett Recamp, and sharing with us.
John Cantano, thanks so much for having me, and you too, Judah Newby.
There you go. Brett and his son, well, his son's playing in the game. Brett will be in the stands controlling his emotions during the game. I want to talk about high school sports. I want to talk about club sports. I want to talk about parents who lose their mind. I reached out to Harold Reynolds today, texted with him a little bit. He's coaching high school softball. He's coaching his kids' high school softball team. I texted and I said, I need to know. We need to talk about how youth sports is out of control. I want your phone calls. For those of you in the trenches, for those of you who have been in the trenches, what advice would you give to parents who are just starting out with kids, young kids, club sports, basketball, baseball, 7-on-7, football, volleyball, soccer, whatever that sport is? Opening the phone lines, 503-417-7575. You get the BFT.